She exploded into the charts with All About That Bass, which, by the way, has had over 1.3 billion views on Vevo. She's sold over a million copies of debut album title She's Back. Please welcome back to KMFM Breakfast. Friend of the show, it's our old mate Meghan Trainor.
Woo! Yo! Love the intro. I feel very cool now.
I feel like we're catching up. It's been a while since we last spoke to you. And when we did last speak to you, you gave us a bit of a Lonely Hearts ad.
I'm a 21-year-old, beautiful, talented, successful woman who's just looking for a mate. I like long walks on the beach, and I like movies, and I like pizza, and I like laughs. Check me out. I'm available.
Have we got any progress then? Because you sold that well there, especially the bit about the pizza. I couldn't help but go, oof.
Man, that is spot on. I love my little self. That was cute.
I think
she's a doll. I would date her, whatever. There's been little flings, but nothing that lasted. So, ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Meghan Trainor, 22 now. Knows more than she's ever known. Very single, very available. What is up?
We're going to sort this out for you, Meghan. We're going to sort
you got
it out.
To.
You've got your new album coming out, Thank You. They always call it the difficult second album. So what sound have you gone for on this one?
There's definitely an upgrade. I was nervous at first because everyone kept telling me, my management and my team, they kept saying, this will be your most important album of your life.
No pressure, man.
I'm like, okay, cool, sweet. Thank you. I definitely wrote like 4 albums during this process and I kept handing them in and they're like, no, try again. Keep going. There's moments where I sat in my bathroom and I was like, crying to my friend and I was like, are they just messing with me? Like, and then I felt something in my gut, like there's more. I know I could do better. I think I'm being lazy. And I did it. So I'm very proud of this album now. And it's at a place where I like every single song and I'm proud of every single lyric and melody. And that's hard to do.
And talking of crying there, Meghan Trainor, you did it. You won the Grammy Award for Best New Artist. And this happened.
Oh, I'm a mess. Thank you, Adam Factory and Troy Carter for managing me, and my mom and dad for always believing in me. I'm a mess. I have to go cry. Thank you to the Grammys. I love you so much. Thank you.
You were crying. Your dad was crying. I was crying. It must feel just incredible to win a Grammy. That's like the big one for a songwriter.
That's huge. Oh, that's the biggest goal. That was all that was weighing on my shoulders while working so hard. I was like, I just want a Grammy. You know, and finally we did it at 22 years old.
That is awesome. You've written smash hit singles. You've done magazine covers all around the world. You've got a Grammy. What's next on your path to world domination?
We are talking about starting to do a movie, starting to film my life. My brother's here right now filming me.
Gary, we're going to be in our own little way part of a Hollywood blockbuster here.
You're going to be in a movie.
Finally. Can he film anytime, anywhere?
Yeah, he films everything. And I like that it's my bro so that he could be in my like hotel rooms chilling with me after hours and not like a stranger, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's going to be cool.
If they make a movie, maybe in years to come, Meghan Trainor, the life story, who's playing Meghan Trainor?
I want it to be like a newbie. You know how like J-Lo did that Selena movie?
Yeah.
That was like one of her biggest first big roles. I want something like that.
What would you make sure didn't get into the movie?
Oh, good question. I don't know. I guess like dark childhood memories. Like me on the slip and slide in front of my entire school where my bottoms were at my ankles at the end of the slide.
Meghan, stop, because every girl
that.
Listening to this now is having a terrible flashback.
You know what I'm saying? And my butt is white. Oh. My butt doesn't see the light of day.
Mate, you should see mine.
I'm not being funny, but that scene is on the trailer.
Now I have to put it in.
Oh,
yeah,
right. You so do. Okay, Meghan, of course we've got a game for you. And with your new single being called No, we're going to play a game of No or Yeah. Here we go. Gary's going to run some of his best chat up lines past you. And just tell us, if you're in the club, would Gary get a no or a yeah? Here we go.
Let's do it.
Are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see.
Oh, that was great. Yeah. No.
Oh.
Are you a Sharpie? Because you are ultra fine.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to try another one now. I'm on a roll. Do you have a Band-Aid? Because I just scraped my knee falling for you.
I just pictured blood. That's not cool. No.
That's terrible.
I tried.
Well, you got, I think the middle one was probably
Yeah, one out of three is not bad, man.
Thank you for that. Patronisation.
That's good. I mean, you've essentially pulled Meghan Trainor.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm putting words in your mouth there, Meghan.
The Queen herself, Meghan Trainor, you lucky dog.
I'm such a lucky dog, and I love the way you say that.
It's been a delight, as it always is. She's bonkers, she's beautiful, she's talented. Meghan Trainor!
I love you guys. Thanks for chatting with me.
I'm in with you.